by rule. You want to read it?
Sure.
Welcome to the Practical Rambling Fathers, Father Brian.
And Father Tay.
So here we are on the journey of Lent, going through the rules of discernment by St. Ignatius of Loyola. We're going to have Father Tay here read the first rule, and we'll go rule by rule here.
The first rule. In persons who are going from mortal sin to mortal sin, the enemy is ordinarily accustomed to propose apparent pleasures to them, leading them to imagine sensual delights and pleasures in order to hold them more and make them grow in their vices and sins. In these persons, the good spirit uses a contrary method, stinging and biting their consciences through the rational power of moral judgment.
So, this is talking about an individual from going to mortal sin to mortal sin. So, mortal sin to mortal sin. So, doing basically following a sinful, obviously sinful life. And they're not going directionally, they're not going towards God. They're going away from God. And so, the evil one is the enemy, proposes apparent pleasures or sensual pleasures or delighting to the imagination and the senses. So, it's a sense of like in that world or in that way of, it seems like you're almost amongst friends in temptation. Mm-hmm. Like you're amongst, they're with you. They're not chewing at your back, which we'll get to. It's more like they're with you, and it's clear that the choices that are being brought about, that are being presented to your imagination, mm-hmm. are sensual delights.
The key word is is to keep you comfortable. That's why the enemy says, "Why do you want to change?" He says that you want to change. And so whenever a person is wanting to go towards God, he negates it by saying, no. These pleasures, just get more, right? There's no need to change. You're comfortable. We like the way our life is. We like these type of sins. And why is there a need to change these things?
So, and that makes us grow in vices and sin. So this is the person going towards mortal sin, to mortal sin. The good spirit is in the contrary, mm-hmm. is in the rationality, by stinging and biting their conscience, mm-hmm. through power of rationality. So mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit is, or the good spirit is, you know, I should probably change my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm kind of sick of this. This isn't as satisfying as it seems to make me want to be, believe it to be. So it's the rationality coming in over our feelings, our apparent pleasures, to say, oh, you know, change is something that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Change is something that I can do. And so we start making this walk towards, so that's how the good spirit is. And so, what do we say beforehand, is, you become aware of that stirring in my heart, mm-hmm. and realizing that the enemy is using these proposed apparent pleasures and sensual mm-hmm. delights in our imagination, in our heart. We understand that the enemy is the one that is making these pleasures apparent to me and sensual delights apparent to me. And I understand that that's the enemy. So I want to... Second action, or third action, mm-hmm. is to reject that.
Mm-hmm.
So we reject that, but we accept the good spirit, right? We try to accept the good spirit with his grace to the stinging and the biting of our conscience through mm-hmm. the rational power.
Correct.
Moral judgment.
So don't look at the good spirit as something like something that he's doing is bad. It's something good. By pricking and stinging, it wakes your conscience saying, maybe I'm not okay with this. Let's change. Let's walk towards God.
Right. So that's the first rule. So a person going from mortal sin, the evil one is trying to entice that to be further, and the good spirit is using rationality, our rationality, to draw us back into a virtuous life. So, that's the first rule.